that where people have been killed in them in this area. I mean,
that was not. That was a weekly rental.
Okay.
That wasn't based on tourism.
Right.
I'm assuming yours is going to be based on tourism.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Make sure we're comparing the right numbers. And that was an extremely unfortunate event.
I'm just thinking, we rezone that one, then on what's presented, then do we just need to rezone the whole area and then let them decide what they're going to do with it?
I don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. The existing NR3, was that done through the process before? How was that made in NR3?
They came through the process for Division 3 nightly rental permit. A year or two before the zoning was put in place, thus, per that Division 3, it was zoned NR3.
Yeah.
Historically, the commission has tried to create buffers to where the right, proper places for nightly rentals in one area, even though they're side by side or right across the street, that's still the buffer. And so there's a lot of examples throughout the entire county where that's the roads or whatever is used as the buffer for any new or additional nightly rental.
There would be many trees there for that buffer.
Oh yeah, like I don't know, Scott. You drove up there?
No, I stayed down on the road.
When I say,
but you've seen you can't see what's going on you know, other than the quarter acre up front on the slope. You can't see what's going on back there.
When I say buffer, I mean there's more of a geographical buffer.
Okay.
So that's kind of what this commission has decided. I mean, I can name certain areas where, hey, this area, yes, that's fine. And anything past this, no. Is that what you're referencing as far as towards the lake? Yes. Anything kind of to the south, east, no.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking like when they made the zoning map, I think what they would have looked at that time, they...
Well, and even anything that we've done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I'm assuming everybody was well aware of this hearing, and nobody's here. And nobody, did anybody show up to the, was there any concerns brought in?
Any public comment?
Yeah, the sign fell down in the rain. I put it back up. So it's all, everyone is.
Yeah. I told them when they would come to me, I told them you should have came to the hearing and did your objection. And I'm going to leave it at that on the reasoning. But I see if we rezone this, I can't see any, like, what he was implying, which I didn't go with at all, but I can't see if that's what they want to rezone. If you want to go across the road and start rezoning that for NR1 and not keep that highway as your area that was done when originally the map was. So if there's no objection on that, then I wouldn't have any more discussion on it. It's all wooded area. Except, like you said, the home that's there, it's in the center of it and covered by trees on all sides.
Yes, and then in light of the... I may just move it over, like, more centered in light of finding out about the proposed or the planned development next to me.
Out to the landowner and see if there's still concerns, because we're getting kind of mixed.
Well, they reached out to me after the meeting.
Yeah.
After
and I think
this, after he
they
saying
told
they,
you what their what plans
they told
were.
Him, so.
Sorry.
Before the meeting.
Yeah.
They met with me.
Yeah, it's not just me saying this.
No, they reached to him before the meeting.
And told him.
And that, you said they talked to you after. They talked to me after a few days.
Well, I'm just saying as far as the plan, their plan's there. Mm-hmm. I'm not just the only one that they told that to.
But I repeat, it's all wooded area all the way along there. So if
I don't believe my neighbors, they won't even notice anything going on back there, in my opinion. But if anyone has any concerns, they're more than welcome to come to me.
Scott, do you have an opinion?
Mm-mm. Come on, Scott.
Mm-mm. Chicken.
Could you see zoning it all in R3, just through there, that all that wooded area? Would you have any problem with that?
I think he's going to have pretty good checkpoint with the sewer district.
Sewer department.
I think that'll be a sewer main extension, because I know you can't just do a whole bunch of service lines, so mm-hmm. it'd be quite a bit of work.
I was told it'd be kind of expensive.
It's $1,500 just to hook in. So if you're talking times 40, that gets...
Well, yeah. And getting the line up in that...
Yeah, it's just not practical in my opinion. But
I mean, each parcel pretty much, like you said, has a service line that goes to it. Now, he can't disconnect to that service line. It'll be a sewer main extension through the DNR, or Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, I think the grinder pumps have a lot to do with the two.
Move to approve order number 04-25-202203, changing parcel from R1 to NR1.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. This public meeting is now closed out. Approval of previous meeting minutes for April 18, 2022, regular session and executive session minutes.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 18, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 18th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. First addendum to lease agreement number 22-039, airport. I've received a letter dated April 21st from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approved the addendum as to form. This is Taney County and Sky Adventures, LLC, to lease office space.
This is an extension of their current lease for another year.
Any questions?
Is there any provisions to increase rent? By percentages. How long have they leased from?
1 year, is it?
This will be the 1 year.
How long have they?
This will be the 4th year.
Have we increased the rent at all?
No.
Who recommends this? Is
the board recommend?
The board? Is the board aware of what's going on and the cost of everything?
Yeah.
I think the board discussed it, didn't they, and decided to keep it for a year.
Move to approve the addendum to the lease agreement by and between Taney County and Sky Adventures, LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. vacation of portion of Valley Stream Circle, Pine Woods Village, number 21-117, Roden Bridge.
Good morning. Tony Kruko on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Allenbrand. Good morning. This has taken a while, but we do have all the utilities consenting to the abandonment subject to the sewer line easement that's been identified and drafted and would be filed after a deed or a vacation would be filed.
This commission has received a letter dated April 22, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, for the proof of notice from the utility providers has been submitted with no objections.
And that's just a small section of that
Correct.
Road it's that had never been utilized or used, and it's between the property owner.
Correct. It's the length of the property, so it abuts three different properties, but all three, one is the petitioner and the other two have consented. So, and the sewer line's about 39 feet, I believe, so that is identified in the easement.
I have no questions.
I don't. I'm looking for the order.